You're the fountain of our hearts. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Thank you, Lord. Thank Amen. You for this day, Heavenly Father, for bringing us together once again to worship you, Lord God. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about the kingdom of glory, Lord God. It's all about heavenly places, Heavenly Father. It's all about what you do for us, Jesus. It's all about being able to worship you because we're not worthy, Lord. And I just thank you for that. Thank you for sending your son, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for enabling us to be saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You sure may.
I just want you all to know, thank you for your prayers. I know how good God is. When I was taking my Honey Foods clothes out to the garage this weekend to put them on the rack for sale, I felt like I was taking my Honey Poo out of the house and almost fell to my knees with grief. But God picked me up and blessed me through the weekend with his strength, because that's the only way I could do that is through God's strength in me, because it is so painful. And I know some of you have not gone through this, and some of you have, to take the loved one's things and either give them away or put them up for sale. That is one of the greatest pains I have gone through since I lost him. But God is so good, and he is so great and so awesome. I felt his presence picking me up and carrying me through. And I just want you to know how much he loves us.
Amen.
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 Ain't God good?
All the time.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I want to say something before we start your next song, Ricardo. This morning when I was getting ready to come to church, and I think this is Independence Day weekend, 4th of July, red, white, and blue. And so I decided I'd wear red, white, and blue. And then I remembered Edwin Jackson and his red coat. And I told Sister Cheryl before service, I said, I'm wearing this for two reasons today. One, because it's red, white, and blue, 4th of July. And the other one is in memory of Ed Jackson.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You sure may. You come right ahead, young man.
I want to read from the Bible called the Founders Bible. And this Bible, one of the things it does is tell the history of the country out of how the founding fathers looked at Scripture. And when you read this Bible, I mean, he explains things that's researched, and there's just so much parallel, and there's so much proof that this country was founded by people who loved God.
Amen.
And God honors that. Let me read this. It's remembering our national birthday. In Genesis 12, God promised Abraham that he would make a nation from Abraham's descendants. It took hundreds of years, but that promise finally came to pass when God raised up Moses to bring them out of bondage in Egypt. It required 10 plagues before an oppressive Pharaoh let the people go. And even after that, they wandered in the wilderness for another 40 years before finally entering the land where they actually became established as an independent nation. But the turning point for the independence of the Jews, the decisive moment in their establishment as a nation, was the Passover. Read that again. The decisive moment in Israel's establishment as a nation was the Passover. When God, in a miraculous demonstration of power, struck down the firstborn of the Egyptians, out of all the amazing things along Israel's lengthy road to becoming an independent nation and people, God commanded them to remember that one particular event and to celebrate the anniversary of that one particular day every year thereafter. Exodus 13:10. And not only were they to honor that day, but they were also to use it to teach the rising generation about what God had done in birthing their nation. And I'll just add a little editorial note here. That's where we fail in this nation. Founding father Elias Bunano, now most people don't know that name. They know, you know, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. But founding father Elias Bunano saw a correlation between the account in Exodus 13 and the American experience. As with Israel, much occurred in the many years leading up to and following American independence. But our turning point was one specific event, the approval of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. In a famous speech of 1798, Bunano, this founding father, expounded on the significant parallels between Israel and what had happened with America 4,000 years later. This is what he said. The deliverance of the children of Israel from a state of bondage to an unreasonable tyrant was perpetuated by the Paschal, the Passover lamb, and enjoining it on their posterity as an annual festival forever with the remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Exodus 13:3. Let us then, my friends and fellow citizens, unite all our endeavors this day to remember with reverential gratitude to our supreme benefactor all the wonderful things he has done for us in our miraculous deliverance from a second Egypt, another house of bondage. And of course, they were talking about the Revolutionary War from Britain. And thou shalt show thy son on this day, saying, this day is kept as a day of joy and gladness because of the great things the Lord has done for us when we were delivered from the threatening power of an invading foe. And it shall be a sign unto thee upon thine hand and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the law of the Lord may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hast thou delivered us, hast delivered from thine enemies. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year for year forever. It says the 4th of July is an annual day of celebration and remembrance like that in Exodus 13. One of many American practices with biblical precedence.
Well, that's knowledge I've never known right there. You know, you get taught so much about the people that were brought to light, like Washington, Franklin, and all that bunch. And here's a name that I learned today. I've never heard that name before. Now, that makes me wonder how many more people are actually behind the scenes, if you will, that's even running this country. And then you wonder if they're Christian or not. You know what I'm saying? There is so much going on in this world today, and we, this country, has to be police for all the world. That's the way it seems to me. It may not be that way, but that's the way I see it. I've often wondered what it would be like if this country could tend to her own business and allow the other countries to tend to theirs. Wonder what would happen. I'd say mayhem would happen. I'd say everything would implode. Yeah, I don't think that United States can take their hands off some of these countries now for the simple fact that they'd be overrun and then from that point, it'd just be total chaos. So I thank God for giving us the power to do this, because it's keeping the world safe, if you will. And I know that there's a lot of times that people look at TV and see what the media wants you to see and think how bad things really are, when in all actuality you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And that's not being mean, but sometimes you have to go do what you don't want to do to keep the peace. Now, I know that from a little bit of experience. So I just thank the good Lord that this country was based on the Bible. And I continue to pray for the leaders of this country to be Christian people, amen, and to lead this country the way that she should go, amen. So I just often do that. But anyway, I'm not the president or any of that bunch, but I can pray. I can pray. And God is still in control. Amen? Hallelujah. He is in control.
Hallelujah.
He's in control of everything.
I saw a post on Facebook somebody put on there, and it said, no matter who the president is, Jesus is still the king.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead, guys. I switch it. Y'all know. Well, you'll know it in the morning. Go ahead, guys.
Waited for this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, a waking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your power.
us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, healing every part of our praise. Now open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's... It's a chance you take when you put a microphone in a preacher's hand, even though he's just supposed to be singing. And you know, we sung that song, and I want you to understand something. That song is not crying out for God to come because God is, you know, oh, he's off somewhere and he's not paying any attention. The problem is God is always here. His power is always here. His glory is always here. We're the ones that are not paying attention. We're the ones that are not paying attention. You remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Kings, prophet named Elijah, y'all heard of him? I mean, he wasn't one of the backdoor people. He wasn't one of the guys like Bob read about. He was the George Washington in his day, one that everybody knew. Elijah called the Baal prophets on the carpet on Mount Carmel. Said, let the God that's really God answer with fire. And so the God that was God, the Baal guys, they tried and tried and tried, and they couldn't get Baal to do anything. Elijah stepped up and he said, God, show them. Show them your power. Show them your glory. And the fire fell and consumed the offering, the water, and everything that was there. An awesome demonstration of the presence and the power of God. And then one message from a woman. One message from a woman to Elijah turned that victory into a 40-mile run and hiding in a cave, thinking that he's all by himself. Now, I'm telling you, the devil can get you in that kind of place if you let him. And God came looking for him. What are you doing here, Elijah? What's wrong with you? Well, they're trying to kill me, and I'm the only one left. What did God say to him? Quit having a pity party. There's 7,000 more of you that have never bowed their knee to Baal. Don't think you're the Lone Ranger. Now, see, those other 7,000 people were still going through the oppression of Ahab and Jezebel. But they did not bow their knee to Baal. Amen. Under the pressure of the leadership. And so when you sing the song, don't think that you're trying to get God to do something. What you're trying to do is to get your own eyes open. Open our eyes, Lord, so that we can see what's going on around us. And you know, our nation, since we're at Independence Day weekend, our nation was founded on the principles of the Bible. Our nation was founded on the Lord Jesus Christ, not all of the gods of the earth. And yet over the years, in order to be a democracy, we've allowed everything to go on that anybody wants, practically. And we've gotten to the point as a country that we are trying our best to disassociate anything with Jesus and the Christian God, and I say that, the Christian God, the only true God, because there are other gods, and they're trying to make room for them because they're teaching about them in the schools. But yet they're quietening down. And I just have a warning and an admonition. The Bible says that the nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. And a lot of people think, you know, turned in like they'll be sent on the road to hell. I believe it means that the conditions will be similar to hell. If you forget God, everything's going to fall apart. Everything's going downhill, and the nation will become hell. And I see some of the signs of that. And all some of the things that we're approving, some of the politically correct moves that we're making. And we're not staying true to the Bible. I don't care what people say, we're not staying true to the Bible. And so it's going to cost us. But we're still, in all of the midst of everything that we're lacking, we're still the best place on earth there is to be. And we look around and we complain about what we have here. And we've got the best. What do you think these other people in these other countries? What about the ones in Baghdad? 91 people killed by the bombers over the night. And then in the other places. And I know we've had it happen here. Thank God that I live in the middle of the country and not on the coast. Because if they ever get to here, the rest of the country is going to be in really bad shape. Because we, you know, they're not going to say, well, let's go down and blow up Columbia and prove something. They're not working that way. And thank God that we're safe. As safe as you could be. I mean, and I'm not saying that that's perfectly safe where nothing could ever happen, but you're as safe as you could be. Because we still give God glory. We still have governments in these local places that put up nativity scenes on public property. And that they have the Ten Commandments in their courtroom. And all of those things, even though the national government says, can't do that. And it's like, well, we'll show you. And that there, again, trying to establish our independence to worship our God with that right that the Constitution gives us. And I better hush. But hey, this is America. We're great. We're blessed.
Yes, you sure may.
The kids weren't being taught in the schools some of the issues of God being empowered in our nation. My grandchildren go to Tate's Creek Elementary School in Lexington. Very, very diverse school. Over 1,000 students in their middle school. Everything from Muslims, Palestinians, blacks, whites, biracials, Hispanics, just a whole diverse mixture of kids. And one of Allie's friends is Muslim, and we've talked about it. But when Allie wore her cross to school, she was asked to take it off. And the mother that stood up for Allie in the PTA meeting was the Muslim mother.
Wow.
That stood up and said, you let my daughter wear her head covering. It doesn't offend us that Allie wears her cross. It doesn't offend us if she wants to wear it to school. But Allie had to take her cross off. And she can't wear it back. But this February, Olivia, the youngest one, sixth grade, was told to do a book report on a famous black American for Black History Month. And she talked to me about it because I help her with her projects. And I said, why don't you read Dr. Carson's book, Gifted Hands? She did. So we were writing our report together, and I was helping her. And I said, now you really need to stress here that he prays before he goes into surgery. He gives God a lot of credit if you haven't read his book. And she said, we can't do that, Nana. We can't write God in our book reports. And I thought, she's misunderstood. So Allie comes up. Allie's been in sixth grade, and she looks down. And she said, Olivia, you can't put that in your report, book report. We can't put God in our book reports. And I said, I'll tell you what, Olivia. You write it the way you read it. You share what Dr. Carson wrote. And if you get an F, I will be as proud of you as if you got an A+. And I talked to Antonio and Minta. And we talked about it. And Antonio said, turn it in, honey. And if you get an F, you'll never hear from it from your daddy. The teacher talked to her. She told him why she wrote it. She got an A+ on her report.
Hallelujah, that's
Amen.
Right.
Don't back down, just stand your ground.
Amen.
Amen.
God sent fire down for Elijah and consumed the sacrifice and the water, but didn't Elijah have to kill the prophets of Baal?
Guy wrote, had to write a report. I got it right here, Becoming a Christian at Taylor County School. Stood up and read it. She told how she got saved and baptized and everything at Taylor County School.
Amen.
Nobody said a word, and she got a good report.
Amen.
Well, the valedictorian, a couple of, with the year that McKenzie graduated, the valedictorian of the Taylor County Schools, during his prayer and his address to the students, he prayed in his prayer that if there's anybody here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that they will receive him.
Amen.
Now, other places in the country, they would have come up and carried him off before they let him finish that. We live in a good area.
Amen.
Spite of everything.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He, and together we sing, and everyone sings. Holy is the Lord, God Almighty. Lord Almighty, holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, holy, holy.
You know, sometimes I get ahead of myself doing this, and I won't apologize because it is what it is, but it's time for us to take up our offering now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So please come forth and be prepared. And Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for the givers of this church, Lord God. You know, Lord God, that they do it from their heart. And I ask you, Lord God, to bless them as they give and bless the ones that aren't able to give, Lord God. I just thank you for that because I know that there are worthy people in this church, Lord. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. I thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that they cannot stand, Lord God. And I just thank you in Jesus' name for that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, if I can find what I want to do right here. Come here, Dad. You know this. Come here. Yeah, you. Bring your stool if you need to. Not well. Come here. You know left or right?
Yeah.
And you know that. And you know the words of the song I'm about to do. And I don't. But I can follow you. Okay? Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Oh, yeah.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
By the chain. Well, the lame man was sitting outside the gate, begging alms of those who entered in.
When Peter and John came upon him, the lame man was expecting from him a piece of silver and gold. Have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. That's when the Spirit hit the lame man, and he leaped to his feet, crying, look what the Lord's done for me. Look what the Lord has done.
Woo!
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name.
Yeah.
He's evermore the same.
Oh, yes.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. By the chain of darkness and sin, I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul can rejoice. I made it my choice. I've got love, peace, and everything I need. Now my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can't you see what the Lord done for me? Well, look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Yeah.
Woo. Come on and praise him.
Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Now I'll take some here. Now come on.
Woo.
Now you think, oh, we'll do better next week.
weekend. It's camp meeting. I want you to tell you something. I just danced with a man that died. God brought him back. Now, if you don't think that's not anything to dance about, hallelujah. Well, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Oh, yeah.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. The chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul can rejoice, cause I made it my choice. I've got love, peace, and everything that I need.
Where you go?
Now my name is written down in the book of the life. Can't you see what he's done for me? Hey, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Woo! Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. And I'll tell you something else. Now, but we're done. I'm not going to sing, but I just want to say this. I don't know if you noticed it or not. For months and months and months, Miss Martha had to sit and sing. Guess what Miss Martha's doing now?
That's right.
Woo-hoo! Amen.
Several weeks ago when we sung Great Things He Has Done, it says, oh, my soul doth magnify the Lord, great things he has done. And then this song is what God has done. And what the Lord showed me that day was I have praised him for every time we've sung that song. I think about what he's done that I can list in my past. He said, I've not done only what you can see in your past. I've done it in your present, and what I've done is in your future. He's done great things for us that we don't even know.
Hallelujah.
And then this song is about healing. It's about all the things that God's done to all these different people. But he's also done that for us, even though it's not magnified yet.
Amen.
It's not with our physical eyes, but we have it in our present. And he's done great things for us.
Amen.
In our future.
That's right. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. While the praise and worship team is taking their seats, I want to say one other thing. I'm a proud grandpa. It's my 20-year-old granddaughter, Mackenzie Hughes, won Miss Adair County Tuesday night at the fair. And she'd never been in a pageant before, and she decided 2 weeks before that she was going to be in it. And she won. In case any of you didn't know that. Yeah, Miss Adair County.